Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
So are you ready for this? Meryl Streep rapping. Oh, God. Gotta wear your crown or your tiara. Now is the time to bust out the mascara. Who needs shade? There's nothing duller. We live in life in full technicolor. But if your sparkle starts to fade, go out and start your own parade. And if somebody starts in with new drama, just go hide like Michelle Obama. Oh, Paul, what do you think of that?
I just heard the end of it. Just go high like Michelle Obama. Okay.
Right. Okay. It's that's.
We'll try and do that.
Right. Okay. That's Meryl Streep rapping.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear the first bit. Okay. That's it.
No.
It's Meryl Streep rapping in at the end of the film credits of a new movie of a Netflix adaptation of a Broadway musical called The Prom. There you go. Okay. If I never heard that again, that's fine by me. So, sorry, Paul Whittington is here from the Indo Movies. What's out there, Paul? What's going
on?
Yeah,
I'm still mildly distressed by that. But Hillbilly Elegy is the big one. It's out in a couple of days, I think on Tuesday or so, or Wednesday on Netflix. And it's got Glenn Close and Amy Adams being hillbillies. And it's attracting quite a lot of attention, not all of it positive. So we've got that.
And any good, is it? Okay, first of all, what's it actually about?
Well, it's based on a book. It's based on a book by this guy called J.D. Vance, who became this... He studied law and became, I think he's a venture capitalist now or whatever, but basically his people were Appalachian hillbillies. And this film is based on the story of his... Really, it was women who brought him up. It was this very powerful grandmother who's played in this film by Glenn Close, and his mother, who had substance abuse problems, and there'd been all sorts of problems in the families that were generational. And it's just about their struggle in America, and it's kind of entertaining. It's a bit all over the place. I like a bit of overacting, I have to say, Dave. I'm fond of it, and there's plenty of overacting in this film.
Right. This is Ron Howard is making this movie, yeah?
It is Ron Howard, yeah. As I say, but dramatically, it's a little bit loose, and the comings and goings between the present day as the grown-up JD goes back to cope with the latest, he goes home to cope with the latest crisis to do with his mother who's taken a heroin overdose. And we gradually find out in flashbacks why she's as bad as she is. And also we find out about, this powerful matriarch played by Glenn Close, who's very quotable in it, I have to say. She says lots of rude things to everybody in a very compelling way. And she's a quite funny thing. When he uses the term Native Americans, JD does, she corrects him and says they're called Indians and they don't know more than other people. They're not magic just because they don't have microwaves. So she's kind of funny and over the top. And I think it's quite watchable. It's got quite bad reviews generally, but I found it entertaining and also an interesting insight into a side of America that we don't like to think about too much in this part of the world. And, Trump voters and so on. It's been criticized for basically ignoring the racism that would tend to be go along with this kind of, white working class underclass as it likes to see itself. So he completely ignores that. But I found it interesting enough, I have to say.
Okay, Hillbilly Elegy. And while we're on the subject of Nicole Kidman, have you seen her in The Undoing?
I have.
Yeah, and who do you think did it?
Are you watching it?
Yes, I am. I mean, like, everybody can talk this because it's 1 hour a week and there's only three gone. I don't give two hoots if I'm giving anything away because I don't know who did it.
The butler did it. No, I'm not sure. We have theories about who did it. We certainly don't think that Hugh Grant did it, but
each week you're made look like, oh, it's definitely Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely
maybe
the
dad. No.
Yeah, that's the bit. Yeah, whatever. I think you know what might be the big surprise? It might be Hugh Grant.
Yeah, well, they've driven us so successfully off the trail of that. I mean, I think it's very superficial, to be perfectly honest.
It's great.
With you.
It's good. I mean, like, there's pages and pages in some of the papers. It's great about the big star of the movie, Nicole Kidman's coats.
Yeah, she wears this green coat all over the place, doesn't she? Yeah. Mm. I mean, I think they're wasted a bit. I think Hugh Grant, who I really like, I think he's maybe a little bit miscast or his part is underwritten or something. Yeah, but it is kind of entertaining.
He's allowing himself to look very old in this, which is kind of cool in some ways. Well, the funny thing is, like, I mean, the last year, a very British scandal where he played Jeremy Thorpe.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But I mean, like, what do you call it? Paddington 2.
Yes.
He was astonishing in that. Absolutely.
He was very funny in that. I think, I was saying he sort of looks his age, which is great, but there's still this double standard. And people, people criticize the actresses for getting all the work done, but they don't get work if they don't get the work done. They're not allowed to do what the men do, which is
great.
Why Renée Zellweger in the
here. What do you mean, Paul? Sorry, did I say a very British scandal, a very English scandal? Sorry, yeah. You're completely right, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just striking the contrast. She's had all this stuff done and she's kind of gone back and forth in it, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't be doing all this stuff if she didn't still look sort of younger than she is.
Possibly. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, now we just mentioned Hillbilly Elegy because we're looking at kind of like big screen stuff, even though there is no big screen. So that's on Netflix, okay? Hillbilly Elegy.
Yes.
Now, where's Finding Jack Charlton?
Finding Jack Charlton is it's going to be on Amazon, Apple TV, Sky Store.
Okay.
I don't think you've seen this, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, yeah, you'd enjoy it. Like it's actually very nicely done. I mean, oddly, it doesn't really concentrate that much on his football career because he was kind of a good footballer. I mean, a robust centre half, as they say, but he was a decent footballer for sure. But it concentrates really on what happened in Ireland, and they talk to Roddy Doyle, Bertie Ahern, Paul McGrath, Dave O'Leary, Larry Mullen, all these people, and of course Eamon Dunphy, his fiercest critic. And it just it reminds you, there's all these great clips of press interviews that remind you how witty he could be, Jack Charlton, actually, and how plain spoken he was. And you also get the sense that it was his way or the highway, which was his famous way of doing things. But It, interestingly as well, you do see him in the last year or two of his life, and obviously his family, his wife and his family decided to allow the cameras to photograph him with dementia. And he, it's quite sad because he couldn't, all those lovely memories were gone basically, and there was just bits and pieces of who he had been. And the implication is that heading those heavy leather footballs was what did it, and we see that Bobby has it now as well.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of talk about it at the moment, all right, Jim.
Yeah. So, it's very good, and I think that whatever, people, and me at the time as well, I remember, like, people would give out about the way that team played, considering how talented they were, but really, would we have gone to two World Cups and won Euros if he hadn't done what he did? Probably not.
Right, indeed, yeah. The old kick it up from the back and see what happens. Okay,
yeah.
Finding Jack Charlton is what it's called, and that's on Amazon, Apple TV and Sky Store as well.
Yes.
Anything else? What's the one on Disney?
Yeah, The Real Right Stuff, which I actually really liked. You know that they have this drama series now, Dave, related to that book and the film The Right Stuff in the 80s about the...
As in the space people.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. The Mercury 7 project and all that kind of thing.
Hold on, are you saying there's a TV program around that? Is there?
There's a drama series on Disney Plus about all that as well.
Okay.
But and this is a documentary. But what it has is, and in fact, what the Charlton documentary had too, was some lovely archive footage. This has brilliant archive footage of the sort of late 50s, early 60s. This fascinating time when. The USSR seemed to be winning the space race. They got the first rocket in the air. They got the first man, Yuri Gagarin, in the air. American prestige wounded. And, of course, more seriously than that, they were worried that they now realized that, of course, the USSR had the technology to start firing nukes at them if they so chose. So that was where the impetus came from for the... And, Kennedy was behind it. And, he promised that they'd get a person on the moon by the end of the 60s, and they did. But the Mercury 7 people were the scientists and the pilots were the people who made it all possible for those that followed. So it's all about them, John Glenn, Alan Shepard, all those people, and the kind of the personality clashes within the group. And it's very nicely done, I have to say.
Okay, so hold on, let's get this right. There was that movie that we all saw years ago, The Right Stuff.
There was.
There's a drama series now on TV called The Right Stuff, but this is a specific 90-minute movie called The Real Right Stuff.
Yes, exactly, exactly, and it's a documentary, and it's a National Geographic documentary, which of course falls under the ambit of Disney Plus
just
these
as a
days.
Of interest, the one in the middle good. Is the drama series like an acted drama? Kind of, it's a made up around the story, or is it the real deal?
It's the story told in dramatic terms. Oh, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Yeah. I can't comment on it, but. It exists.
All right, it exists. Okay, well, that's those three, which is Hillbilly Elegy. Yeah, good enough. That's on Netflix, well worth a look. Most definitely the other one you mentioned is, which is Finding Jack Charlton, Amazon and Apple TV and Sky Store. And The Real Right Stuff is on Disney Plus, and that's also pretty good too. So pretty much thumbs up all round. So what's your classic film of the week?
Now, Dave, Brief Encounter.
Ah, yeah, jeepers, I've seen that a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you reckon to it? It actually drives me bananas.
Oh, stop. It's perfect. I mean, it's of its time too, so stop.
It's so British, though. I always thought if that was a French film, it would have been over in 10 minutes.
You have to see the husband sitting in the seat at the in the seat at the end, like smoking his pipe, reading the paper. You're back, darling, sort of stuff, you know. Yeah, but look what happened in between. Here, I'm going to give you a blast. Hold on.
I love you with all my heart and soul.
I want to die. If only I could die.
If you died, you'd forget me. I want to be remembered.
Yes, I know I do too.
Oh my God, jeepers, creepers. I mean, yeah. It's all about one thing. It's all about a train station.
If only I could die. Yeah. The thing is, I think it's very well done. It's a David Lean film, and the pair of them, Celia Johnson and Trevor Hart, are very good. As you say, it's of its time. They talk in that ridiculous way that people in the 1950s, British people, aspired to talk like.
Hold on a second. There's nothing... Okay, what's the story of the movie, Paul?
They meet... Celia Johnson is Laura Jess, and she's a middle-class woman, and she's. It's always described as an affectionate but passionless marriage. And she meets this doctor in a railway station one time, who's played by Trevor Howard, and he's kind of dashing, and they like each other, but they're too nice to do anything about it. He's married as well, and so they keep meeting and having lunches, and they're sort of they nearly kind of do something, but they're interrupted, possibly happily in terms of the morality of the film, and it's all very, very nicely done. As I said, had it happened in France, 10 minutes. It would have all been over, but these are British people from the 1950s, and it's the stiff upper lip, and it's the this and the that, and the atmosphere of it is very special, and it's very, people are very fond of this film. I am not especially, but I do realise how nicely it's done.
Yeah, well, melodrama is melodrama, and it's up there as amongst the best as far as I'm concerned. It's on today, BBC Two, as you say, at 10 to 5, which is just about when the Ireland-England rugby match will be over, so you can go straight over to BBC Two and watch it and not watch Manchester City elsewhere. Isn't that it? Something along those lines.
That's it. You can go over and lick your wounds should we lose, as I suspect.
Should we? I noticed you threw in the should very quickly. I thought you were going to say after. All right, listen, Paul Whittington from the Indo. Thanks a million, Paul. Good luck. Take it easy.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, come on.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.